Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly. This is the High Hopes Podcast. It's a bunch of baseball nerds talking about the Phillies on radio.com and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yo, it is another edition of the High Hopes Podcast, the most worst titled podcast in the history of pod. I used to think we had the best name ever, Jack. Now it just taunts me. It taunts me. Our name taunts me, Jack. I can't believe we even, and I didn't think they were going to make the playoffs, but I can't believe I even, like, gave them a chance again. Like, I hate them. I hate this team, Jack.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not great. And it's like, you know, at the same time where I'm obviously furious. Like, I'm furious at them for doing this crap again. Like, I'm just glad that, I'm glad they're getting it out of the way. Like, I'm so sick and tired of it. I'm so sick and tired of every year coming into it, getting excited. And then, you know, September happens and, you know, they completely fall apart again. And they're a loser franchise. They continue to continue to be a loser franchise.
Such a loser franchise.
Well, cuz like this is the third straight year of this core. Second year of Didi and Wheeler. Mm-hmm. But really it's the third straight year of this core. And again in September they're completely collapsing again. Which is like, at some point either you know how to win or you don't know how to win. And, like, they don't know how to win. They have no idea how to win. Like, it doesn't take this long to figure out if you guys can win or you cannot. And obviously no Reese hurts, but, dude, like...
I mean, the Braves have lost Acuña and Ozuna. Like, both guys, no offense to Reese Hoskins, both better hitters than Reese Hoskins. And obviously Acuña, like, a top three player in the sport.
Right.
Like, come on. You can't... And I'm with you. Like, losing Reese definitely hurts, but, like, that's not an excuse. Like, you can't do that when the team that's beating you... lost more guys or more important guys.
Yeah, well, and honestly, like, it comes down to this. Boehm sunk them.
Yep.
Didi sunk them.
Yep.
Aaron Nola sunk them. The closer position sunk them.
And hey, JT did too.
And JT sunk them. Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. JT has been
the least clutch hitter I've ever seen in my life. I'd rather have myself up in a, and I'm not like Elliot. I don't think I could ever get a hit off a major league pitcher. I still think I have a better chance than JT in a clutch spot.
There was a real rational thought of I'd rather have Torres up the other night than JT Realmuto.
Like, of course you'd rather. Like, that's not even a question. How sad is that?
That is very sad.
Yeah.
Given how bad Torres has been
hitting.
Rather
have Matt Vierling up in a big
Vierling?
Spot.
Vierling is the guy. But it's just, you know, you sit here and, like, last night happens and they just get the doors blown off.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Especially after losing the first game of the series, right? Like, you could. I just can't believe it. I can't. I'm going in. I'm like, they had 14 games against the Rockies on the road who coming into the series were 18-50 on the road, Jack. 18-50. You got the Cubs, who stink. The Orioles, worst team in baseball. The Pirates, one of the three worst teams in baseball. Like, you're supposed to win 12 of those 14, and now they'd have to sweep the rest to do that, Jack.
Great. Yeah. And you know what they're not going to do? They're not going to do that. Because all they know how to do is lay down. And they don't know how to rise up. And they don't know how to win. They don't know how to do anything. Like, they are just a mediocre baseball team. And it's a third straight year of mediocre baseball. And, like... It comes back to Andy McPhail and Matt Klentak. And, like, I couldn't loathe two people more than I loathe those mm-hmm. two. Because they have completely wasted a great opportunity here. And, like, the whole talk of, like, 2014, 2015, 2016, whatever, was the Phillies were a sleeping giant. And it was like, oh, the sleeping giant. Like, they have all this money. They have no money on the books in, like, 2018 or whatever. And they're going to go out and they're going to be crazy. And instead, what they did was that they basically had no plan. Like, there was no plan for anything when it came to Klentak and McPhail. Like, there's no plan. First off, it goes one step higher. Let's hire the guy from the Angels to run our...
Let's not forget, Chaim Bloom was a finalist, okay?
Right.
You made the wrong call, my friend.
So if we go all the way to the top, right? He hires Andy McPhail, who had no interest in even being a president. Like, Andy McPhail wanted to just be like a... He wanted to just run the business
side. He wanted to be like a senior advisor. You know, he wanted to be someone who hangs out, maybe gets involved in a decision or two and puts his feet up on the desk and watches TV. That's what Andy McPhail wanted to be. The problem was, he's the president of a freaking team doing that.
Yeah. Why are we hiring a guy who doesn't want to be here? Which, like, was
and also a dinosaur. Like, a combo of a guy who doesn't want to be here and a dinosaur in the sport.
Yeah, and and that was the first mistake. And then he lets that guy hire the guy who doesn't care about being here, doesn't care about the Phillies, doesn't care about, rebuilding them, and just wants a paycheck and says, I can't believe they hired me, basically, which is great. Like, literally awesome.
It's exactly what you want to hear.
He hires the analytics guy from the Angels because apparently analytics are hot, right? The analytics are hot. You got to get invested in analytics. All these nerdy GMs, you got to do that. They hire the guy from the Angels who are just the Phillies of the West. Like, that's what they are. So, great. Awesome. Great. They hire Gabe Kapler.
Oh, I thought it was Gabe's fault.
Now you look at Gabe, and it's like they're 41 games over 500.
They're 91-50, Jack.
Because they had a plan. Again,
Darren Ruff is one of the best players in the National League right now.
Honestly,
what is happening?
He didn't get the nickname Babe Ruff without merit.
I was told this was Gabe Kapler's fault, Jack.
Right. So they hire Gabe, but give Gabe no direction. Give him literally halfway through the year, they changed their whole shifting around because their analytics were so wrong.
And also a dog bleep roster that first year, too. Like, he had Rhys Hoskins playing left field for him.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
They signed Carlos Santana, which is like, again, instead of just letting Rhys Hoskins play first base, they're like, hey, let's sign Carlos Santana. That's another great idea. A great plan. Another great plan. You hire a manager who now is turning out to be one of the best in the sport, but you give him no plan, no direction. Then they hire data-driven player development guys, and then give them no plan, and then give them no direction. Say, hey, please just throw money at it and go fix our farm system, go fix it, because that's what smart teams do, is they invest in data rather than saying, hey, like, here's a plan, here's what we're going to put in motion. Everyone's on the same page. And instead, what they've created is a culture where no one believes each other. Everyone's pushing in different directions, and they can't get on the same freaking page, which is why Dombrowski had to clear out the top of the top, because it's all created this culture of . Nothingness. And then they're like, oh, we're ready to win. Let's go throw a bunch of money at Bryce Harper. Let's go throw a bunch of money at JT Realmuto. Let's go spend, because we're ready to win. They weren't ready to win. They had no idea how to win. Like, there was no plan here. Spend money in international markets. That's how you win. Here's $3 million for Jalen Ortiz. Here, like, it's just consistent. There was no freaking plan under those guys, and it keeps bearing out where they have to start a freaking bullpen game against the Rockies, who suck. And, like, you can't beat them because you have no depth in the minor leagues to be able to do anything, to be able to bring these guys up. And it's just, like, it's just so frustrating sitting here again in September with a team who's not going to make the playoffs because those guys sucked at their jobs. You had a president who didn't want to be here. He hired a guy who was way in over his head and just, like, let's just throw a bunch of money around. And, like, there was never a clear, concise, here's what we're doing. Here's why we're doing it. This is the Phillies way. It was just throw a bunch of money around and everyone pulling in different directions and no one feeling like they knew what they were doing. And it's, again, while we're sitting here in September, freaking, 20 games left, and we're not gonna make the playoffs again. They're one game over 500. Like, all this has gotten us is a team that is one game over 500. And that's a joke.
I know.
And that's a joke.
I know. I'm at the point where I'm just hoping I win my over 81.5 bet at this
point. Yeah, well, bankrupt the bookies.
No.
But it's like...
No, but you made a great point in there. You made a lot of great points. But the point before about when you were talking about, like, them just wasting an opportunity. Like, the whole point of what the Phillies, like, at least the initial plan that they had, the idea, and it was, as you're pointing out, they never really had a plan. They never executed. But the idea of being bad for a few years...
That's
my point. I'm saying that was the right idea in the spot they were in. Like, be bad for a few years, build up talent, do what the Astros lost 100 games 3 years in a row, and then all of a sudden, a few years later, they've got all these freaking talented guys, like Correa and Altuve, and all these guys they can bring up and build up from within. And obviously, we know the Phillies can never do that; have only done that twice in the history of their franchise. But, like, to waste that opportunity to come out of that and we love Mick, but, like, to miss on the first pick in the draft.
Well, and the idea there was, oh, we'll save money here so we can spread out the talent of the rest of the draft. Well, you have no idea what you're doing. Like, and that's another... Well,
and also, milquetoast, by the way, when there's so much talent now that's come out of that draft. I mean, I know you went a few runs later, but, like, Shane Bieber was in that freaking draft. Pete Alonso was in that draft.
Well, I mean, Ian Anderson
right after the Phillies is a 1,000 times better player, no offense to Mick. Like, They blew this, man. Gavin Lux. They had so many opportunities at the top of drafts with a institutional push to build young, get players, draft and develop, and they did nothing, man, to the point, to your point right there, which is the key in which we've talked about all season, the roster depth. The reason this team keeps falling apart is because when they lose guys, they don't have that institutional roster depth where they can just bring guys up and cycle guys in and cycle guys in and out and maintain a level of play. And that's one of the biggest reasons why they are where they are.
Oh, let's lose for a couple years and then have no idea how to draft.
And get nothing out of it. Like, nothing out of it. It is the most infuriating part of all this when you look back at going through that. Like, giving away baseball seasons. Like, Jack, you might not know this. I'm about to turn 40, all right?
I know, pal. I'm trying not to remind you.
We are 2 weeks away from me being 40 years old. And let me tell you, the older you get, the more you start to think, how many freaking seasons do I have left, all right? And I'm fine with completely giving away a season. Like, at least there's times where there's hope and other seasons not. But, like, that was saying we are purposefully not trying to win for the future. And I'm fine with that. But when that bears nothing, it's that much more upsetting that we just gave seasons away.
I mean this in all sincerity. I think I would trade being a fan. Like, I would think I would trade any team. Like, I think in all of baseball, I think I would trade. There is hope for almost every team. Like, I could talk myself into almost every team.
The Angels is tough. Shohei, though.
Yeah, but you have Shohei and Mike Trout.
At least
you
get to watch, like, those guys. Yeah.
Like, you can. It's like,
the,
oh,
Pirates.
No, but they just got the number one overall pick. They did an unbelievable draft.
It doesn't matter. They got Bob Nutting as their owner. Like, yeah. we go back and Middleton, your point, to the top, like, deserves a lot of blame for this whole thing. He's the one who hired McPhail. He's the one who gave those guys rope. He's the one who didn't fire Klentak when he should have. I guess still hasn't fired Klentak, for being honest.
Still
whatever.
There.
Yeah.
Still there.
Like, he deserves a ton of blame for this. Like, the Pirates guy, like, he'll never spend.
No,
he'll
I,
never
I,
do
I,
it.
Yeah. I know.
But I'm with you. I'm with you. Like, let's say there are 27 teams I'd rather be, or whatever you want to say, 28. I don't know.
Like here's what bothers me. It's like, you look at the Blue Jays, and I know this is kind of like a random example, but, like, the Blue Jays were just in the playoffs in 2016 and, like, had the, or 2016? No, it was the fall of 2015, the Batista home run.
Mm-hmm.
And then they win the tank for a couple years, and they come out of it.
Well, what did they do? Who did they hire as their president?
Mark
Chaparro. Like, yeah, okay, I'm going to go get the guy from the Indians who did that all that great stuff. Like, let's go get someone who's talented and smart and understands the game. And look, Dombrowski, we'll see. I mean, Dombrowski has had a lot of success.
Yeah,
this,
like, honestly, honest to God, like, and I know it sounds negative right now, and it should sound negative because, again, they're collapsing, but I have hope, actually, in Dave Dombrowski.
I appreciate that he cleaned house. Like you said, that needed to happen. He needs to hire the right people, but
yeah.
that had to happen.
Yeah, and what he'll be at the worst, Dombrowski will be a boss that will get everyone on the same page and will get everyone, like, he knows what a well-functioning organization
exactly.
should look like.
He knows what that's a perfect way to put it, Jack. He knows what a well-functioning organization should look like, and he can see those things and say, all right, this is not right.
You
we
know,
need to fix this, this,
you
this.
Know who didn't know how to do that?
Yeah.
The guy that built the 1988 Twins.
You know, he didn't care to do that, too.
Yes. That's the big one. The big one.
didn't care.
I would love to have been the fly on the wall for the freaking interview process. Like, seriously. Like, how do you sit there and listen to Andy McPhail talk and say, you are inspiring?
This is the guy.
Right.
I found the guy.
Right. So, you know, like, Middleton deserves credit or deserves blame for letting that get to this point. I mean, believing Matt Klentak, ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Just kind of
calling him brand tricky, ridiculous. Yes.
Well, and just throwing the money around without all right. Like, the player development's a perfect example. Like, Driveline is a smart baseball place that Shohei Ohtani went through this offseason.
Everybody does. I mean, the results are inarguable. The amount of players who've gone there and had success.
Joey Votto went there this offseason. He's hit 30 plus homers this year. Like, had a renaissance year. Driveline is not the problem with the Phillies.
No, it's the one thing I feel good about right
like,
now.
Like, the idea, basically their plan was, let's throw all of our money at this. We'll spend a ton of money on this, on the player development stuff, but, like, and you guys fix it. Rather than having a plan from the top saying, here's how we're going to do it.
Yep.
It was just you fix it. And then that creates division with the old coaches and the new wave coaches, and then creates separation. And you can't win if people are all on different pages. And that's why you continue to see, nothing at the higher levels. Like, I believe in them. Like, there are some dudes in the low minors, which is great, and that's fun, and I can't wait for them to get here. I've thought about the bullpen from 2 years away from now. That's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, I get giddy thinking about it. But, like, that's 2 years away. You got to live in the moment right now. At least it seems like...
Like 2 years, potentially longer. Yeah, exactly.
We got one more year of just brutalness, and then... But, yeah, it's just like Middleton deserves a lot of blame for that. I will say that... I give him credit for
spending money,
going and getting Dombrowski.
Yeah, no question.
And like,
and look, spending on the roster. Well, I mean, like, it's been spent poorly, but he does have the fifth. We want him to go over the tax, all that stuff. But like, he does have the fifth or sixth or whatever his highest payroll in baseball. Like, he's not Bob Nutting. Is my point.
No, and the problem is that he just didn't know what to do,
and still doesn't. And
probably does. He just put his faith in the wrong guys.
Absolutely.
But what gives me hope is that. What gives me hope is that Dombrowski is the right guy. I don't know he's the right guy, but I think he can be
be the right guy.
And I think having Sam Fold underneath him and keeping Brian Barber and actually elevating Brian Barber is a good sign. We'll see who they hire. I think it could happen in the next couple of days. But like Middleton just needs a guy that he can fully buy into and believe, and hopefully Dombrowski's that guy, because why we are here is because they just threw money around as stuff that they didn't know what they were doing with. Like, the biggest example, another example, is they hired some random like Google guy to run their analytics. Like, you work at Google.
You must be smart.
Do you know anything about baseball?
Yeah.
Come run our thing. It's like, oh, it was just, it's a disaster. And it's why we're here. And, you know, it's frustrating. It's frustrating. I'm not happy.
Oh, really?
I feel like
you're not stoked right now?
No. And the thing that sucks is that like, Thursday night, I'm sitting there, and they're 2.5 out at that point.
And, they were 2.5 out on Thursday.
And, you know, as the game's going on, the same thing happens. I'm like, all right, I'm feeling good. It actually didn't feel like a loss. Like, I know they mostly do feel like a loss, but I didn't feel it that night.
Right.
Just like I didn't feel it on Saturday down in Miami with Archie.
So we're talking about the 4-3 disaster, 2-1, Ian Kennedy. Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm going through the game, and I'm like, yes, like Ranger looks great. Like, we have a guy, like, they're gonna win this game. I feel great about it. And then the ninth happens, and it's like
one strike away.
I hadn't been that despondent over a loss in a while, because it's like oh, here we go again, and then
JT runner, you know. I mean, come on, like, not only like Ian Kennedy, like, screw you obviously, but like, you still had a chance again in the ninth, you know, and my man.
Yep. Captain Clutch.
Mr. No Clutch.
Captain Clutch. Jacob Tyler does not come through. And then yesterday was just like, it's 11, really? And then the gall to break out the homer hat.
Oh,
for Didi's, like, only hit this month.
I can't believe they did that.
Oh, it's so nauseating. Like, can you just put the homer hat away when you're getting embarrassed by one of the worst teams in baseball? Like, can you do me that little
at
bit?
At home, no less.
Can you just give me, can you just not slap me in the face? Like, with the freaking with the homer hat, it's just like just have a sense of the moment for once. Mm-hmm. You know, you've killed baseball in this town for, again, the last decade. They've effectively killed baseball in this town. Like, no one cares.
Yeah, I know.
Like, no one, like, we care, our listeners care.
Yeah,
but like, no one cares. Yep. And like, you hit a freaking home run down 11-0 in the freaking ninth, and you're like, yeah, put the homer hat on. Like, you did it.
Didi's
back. Great. Oh, it's just, just nauseating.
And it's not to keep going there, but it is such a perfect parallel right now, is talking about an organization all firing in the same direction, everyone on the same page, coaching staff, front office. That's what's happening in San Francisco right now. That's why Gabe Kapler's having success. He's with an incredibly smart general manager, who him and the general manager are on the same page, all the coaching staff's on the same page, the minor leagues are on the same page. It's all working together. Like, they all have the same plan, they all have the same beliefs, and they employ those things, and they're 41 games above 500. They keep winning, Jack. I keep expecting the Dodgers to pass them, and it doesn't happen.
And the Giants aren't good.
No! Again! Did you not hear what I said? Darren Ruff is their best player right now.
I know.
Darren Ruff, dude.
Babe Ruff.
Yes, that guy.
Yeah.
Is thriving in San Francisco right now.
Meanwhile, we're scratching and clawing to be a game over 500 with a $205 million.
And also with the MVP. How about that? Like, if the Phillies are a good team this year, we're not talking about, we're like, oh, Harper's the MVP. Like, he's having the best season in the National League, and they are wasting it. Like, just flat out wasting a magical season. Like, one of the best Philly seasons we've seen certainly the best since Ryan Howard, I would say.
06 like, Howard, yeah.
One of the best Philly seasons you and I have watched in our lifetime is getting wasted.
I'll say 06 Howard. I thought, like, I personally felt like Utley was better than Rollins in 07.
I did too.
He was batting 338before he broke his hand.
Yeah, like, that's I did too.
Stupid. Abania is his first
half. Rollins had the whole thing too with like all the, he's the first guy to have all the
20
and triples
20,
and 20 the, 40. The, no, like it was like, all right. And like he had the most at bats and like it was like a lot of like spread. He was a great defender. It was like, all this superfluous stuff.
And the team to beat.
And he was the catalyst. Yeah. All that.
So I'll say 07, Utley. I'll say first half of Baez and 09.
Yeah, we're not talking about Roy Halladay, obviously. That's pitching, but yeah. Halladay 10 and 11 would be
no,
there.
No, no, I was going to get to those.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then what Harper's doing right now. I mean, his OPS is higher than Howard's was in
06. I think so, yeah.
But also, I mean, Howard didn't walk. He just hit absolute
tanks. Howard also had like 50-plus homers, well, that's 56 homers or whatever.
It's just so annoying. It's like I love it. I love analytics. I get it. But like, dude, Ryan Howard had a better year than Harper's having now. Like, I'm sorry.
Dude, Ryan Howard's year is insane.
Dude, I know.
He was about 312 or something like that? Like,
dude.
It was insane. Like, guys
58
don't,
homers. Like you don't like, see that year
yeah,
anymore.
Here. You know what? It's worth just... It's worth pulling it up while we're sitting here.
But, like, and, like, what Harper's doing that... But again, like, that's what makes it so frustrating is because, like, he's clearly... Are you laughing at Howard's stats?
313... 425, 659. So Howard's OPS was higher. It's 1084. A 1084 OPS to go along with 58 home runs. He batted 313 with 58 home runs. That's like Jimmy Fox, Babe Ruth stuff.
Yeah.
Like people don't do that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Again, we really took that.
Yeah, we, oh my
dude,
God.
We took 06 to 11 so
for granted. And I think because the contract and the way it ended and stuff, we like, you know, soured on the whole thing and all that. But like, he was unreal.
Oh, dude.
Like, unreal as a hitter.
Mm. All right, back to the present.
Yeah, back to it was nice reminiscing about fun times.
Okay. But, like, and I honestly, I feel so bad for Bryce. I really do.
I mean, I do too.
The guy is clearly...
He's doing everything.
Dude, he's clearly doing everything he can to get this team to the postseason.
He's not getting pitches to hit. He's making things happen. He's hitting them anyway. It's insane.
Dude, he's got JT Realmuto batting cleanup.
No.
Like, talk about no protection. Ugh.
And usually, like, Vierling or, like, Torres or someone, right? Didi in the five hole or whatever. It's like, what are we doing?
Ugh. Yes. So
the trash line.
It's just... Well, it's about time. Like, honestly, it was getting frustrating when they were hitting, when they were scoring.
Like, seven runs, if it 12 runs, it's like, this is not real.
No, this
isn't. Like,
this
is not real.
This is not how this works.
Not sustainable, as they say.
But yeah, with Bryce, it's just, you know, and his comments after the game last night, I thought were fascinating. Just because.
He's beaten down.
He's deaf. He's broken. Like, he's broken. And
he's just like pleading. He's basically like, all like, boiling it all down to one thing. He's like, someone help me.
And I just have this feeling that Bryce is looking at the season he's having, looking at the guys around him, and I do worry that he's going to ask out. And I know that when he got signed, he was like, I'm here for 13 years, schools, hospitals, like I want to put my roots here and all that stuff, and that's great. But at some point, he's 28, he's going to have an MVP caliber season, like, and he's going to want to win. And I don't know how, if you're Bryce, you're looking around this roster and seeing a World Series contender in 3 years. And,
yeah, of course you can't.
So they're wasting a Harper year. They're wasting
Wouldn't that be something if Harper convinced them to sign JT, then they trade Harper and we're stuck with JT?
Yeah, that'd be great. So I think I have this like almost pit in my stomach that Bryce is going to be like, I want out, yeah. And his market is definitely rebuilt. Like we love Bryce, but the market for Bryce in 2018 was not.
No,
robust,
but right now, but if he's pretty robust,
coming off the year that he's having, like he would garner a lot of interest, and I would hate for that to happen because I think he's special and I think what he's doing here, and it's just like, it's like, wow, that's what talent looks like, and then he's,
I know.
You know, that's what, like, you know, most teams have four, you know, Bryce Harper-ish guys, we have one, so it's great. It's just a maddening time, and last night was maddening. Last night was so embarrassing for a team that is claiming they're in a pennant run.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they were now 11-0 at home to the Rockies again, heading into the series. Now they're 20-50. They were 18-50 on the road heading into the series, Jack.
Wait, they were what?
18-50, man. 18-50 on the road at the end of the season. Like, they were one of the worst teams in the sport on the road. Like,
is that worse than the Diamondbacks or whatever?
It's close. I think they were very close in terms of here, I can tell you. Look at this. Ready? So now they're 20-18. 20-50 on the road. No, the Diamondbacks are 17-53 still. But it is the second worst road record in baseball, still, with two straight road wins against the Phillies. Still second worst road record in baseball.
That's right. Awesome. Awesome. And like, they're,
Texas is just as bad, too. But that's the point.
At least they're playing inspired baseball.
Yeah.
At least the Phillies are going down swinging.
So this team lost four games to the Diamondbacks and has lost four games to the Rockies this year.
Yeah. Well, at least the schedule's easy.
Eight games you've lost to the two of the five worst teams in baseball.
Yes, and it's equally as frustrating because they'll go up against a team that's actually pretty good and play well.
Yeah.
And then they'll go against
the Brewers. I mean, I know there's a blow up, but that last game was a well-fought, they lost, but it was like a good baseball game, you know?
Speaking of the Brewers, I mean, holy cow, man. The guys that they can bring out of the bullpen.
It's insane. It's like Hader and Williams are like the two best relievers in baseball, maybe, and they're just like the backing guys. Like, all the guys in the middle are better than everyone the Phillies has, too.
Yeah, well, and they have like Andy Ashby's kid, who's like unbelievable.
Is it Alec?
I think it's Aaron.
No, Alex.
Aaron Ashby.
Alex, the from back in the day.
Whatever. I mean, the Ashby kid, dude. It's like Blit Trinan from the left side. It's 97 with like a foot of sink, mm-hmm. and then it's a wipeout slider that's like unhittable.
Yeah.
It's just that's what an organization looks like. That's what winning looks like. That's what, like, we have the guys that we trot out of the bullpen, like, wouldn't even sniff the Brewers. Like, the Brewers didn't even, like, want to, I mean, besides, like,
Hector.
Coonrod's pitching well, by the
Hector's
way.
Hector's good.
Hector's good. Coonrod's good. Everyone else is meh.
Yep.
Like, great. Awesome. Mm-hmm. But it's like, and the Brewers don't have to go out and spend a ton of money. They don't spend any money.
No, they develop people.
And they have
they have the best starting rotation in baseball. All homegrown guys. Woodruff, Burns, Peralta, like, homegrown guys. Got drafted, signed, developed, like, that's what you do, right? You turn these guys in. I mean, like, no one thought Corbin Burns was going to be one of the best pitchers in baseball. Guess what? Corbin Burns is one of the best pitchers in baseball. Brandon Woodruff, originally, people didn't think was going to be one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Last year, I knew Corbin was out.
You did. You were actually way out in front on Corbin. Yeah. Mad credit to you on that one.
Thank you.
But, I mean, like, they just, it's that you're right. That's what a good organization looks like.
Yeah.
They can take these guys and turn them into superstars.
So, like, you know, it's already happening with Phillies fans and. Like, obviously, we're Phillies fans. I'm not trying to attack fans because I love them. But like, it's already starting with, well, just sign Correa this offseason and like sign all these guys. It's like, I gotta be honest, James. Like, I'm so over signing all these guys.
Yeah, I almost like, I was gonna say before when we were talking about how they've wasted the tank years. Like, in reality, like, I don't want it because it hurts.
Oh, I'll say it.
Like, they should tank.
Yes.
They should sell everybody and just draft and develop and start over and start the whole friggin' thing over and rebuild. Like, that's what they should do. The smartest thing for the Phillies to do as an organization for the long-term health of the organization is to rebuild.
Yes.
Sucks, man.
Are they going to do it?
No.
There's no shot.
Zero.
There's no shot. So basically,
they won't even fire Joe Girardi, I bet.
So basically what they have
which
to-
Which they should.
What they have to do is they have to get lucky in the international market, mm-hmm. and they have to find draft steals at, you know, between 15, picking 15 and 25.
And then you got to sign the right players if you're going to go about
it
this way.
Can we get one guy at the margins that turns out to be
exactly
like, we signed freaking Chase Anderson and Matt Moore, and they were like, that's going to be fine. Like, meanwhile, like, these guys, like, you know, Taijuan Walker's cost nothing.
Walker.
Like these guys, other teams can find steals.
Yep.
Meanwhile, and
we've talked about so many of them. I mean, like, look at a different position, but how about Marcus Semien? One-year deal.
Marcus Semien.
He's got 36 home runs or 37 home runs. Like, he's been freaking awesome playing great defense for the Blue Jays. We have bleeping Dady here. I got it. I'll bleep it.
Okay. On the Willy Adames trade.
Oh, another perfect example. Like, who trades their shortstop in the middle of the season? Oh, when you get the best prospect in baseball, you can bring him
by
up.
The way, like,
was it 38 games or whatever? It's unreal. Like, they just bring these guys and
I'm
like
so
the best player in baseball.
Dude,
it's like, okay, awesome.
I gotta be honest, man. I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of it. And like, I was watching Devin Williams over the weekend or whatever, Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever, and it's like, oh, the Brewers Rookie of the Year didn't take a massive step back in year two. Like, Jake, the top three in Rookie of the Year voting, Devin Williams, Jake Cronenworth, Alec Boehm. Like, those guys are just continuing to be great. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, our guys back in AAA. Yep. Yep. Awesome. Great. Yep. Oh, I love it here. I love being a Phillies fan. I hate how much I love this team. I tweeted that the other day. Like, I know. I love them. And like all they do is just pile on that over and over and over again. And it's like they need to take a step back, but they won't. And it's going to be the same bowl next year. It's going to be the same crap. It's going to just keep happening and happening and happening. And like, there's no plan here. There's no direction. I hope Nebraska has an idea, because they're literally heading towards what the Sixers were like post 02.
The Iguodala Sixers.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like end of Iverson with Harper now. Like, that's the comp.
Right.
Like,
sure.
It's so not how winning's done. Like, this is not how winning is, like, winning long term is done. Whatever their plan is right now. It's just nauseating. It's just such, dude. They have had leads.
I saw this stat. Oh my god, dude. I wrote it down. Just say it.
They've had leads in 106 of 141 games. The Giants have had leads in 110 of 141 games. Mm-hmm. That's a courtesy of Ryan Spader.
Yeah. Well, how about shout out Spader? How about, I mean, just think about on a basic level the fact that last year we had the worst bullpen in the history of the sport, and this year we break the record for most blown saves in a season. It's like,
no, it's a sick joke. I gotta be honest,
awesome,
like,
man.
What did we do?
I know.
Why is it us?
What did we do? All we do is love our team.
Why did we deserve this? Like, what did we do post? What did we do post 2008 that was so bad to the baseball gods? Like, why can't, like, you had to tear Ryan Howard's Achilles.
Yeah.
You had to give us Matt Klentak.
Yep.
You had to give us Andy McPhail. You had to give us these guys that are going to spend money and then none of them are going to work out. We can't have one steal in free agency. They all suck when they get here. Like, what did we do? Why did this have to happen to us? Why us? We're not that bad. We want to go down and support the team, but we hate them. We hate them. Because they do crap like last night where they get blown out by the Rockies, who, how many wins on the road this year?
Well, now it's 20. It was
20 wins. It's September. 20 wins? That's the team that you got blown out by, and you have the gall to use the homer hat? which was founded by a reliever who sucks. Like, the guy who brought the homer hat is stealing $6.5 million from you this year, and he sucks.
Can we also admit the homer hat's so lame?
It was great.
No.
I don't.
We were just happy that they actually looked like they were doing something fun. And, you know, like, but like, the Red Sox do the shopping cart 1,000 times cooler than the stupid hat. Like,
the homer chain.
Like, the hat looks dumb.
San Diego.
That looks like something like a 75-year-old guy's wearing on the beach in the shore or whatever. It's like a ridiculous hat. I'm sorry if anyone likes these hats. I apologize to you.
I kind of like them.
They look ridiculous, and it's so lame. It's like, oh, the stupid Homer hat. Like, enough.
Well, now I don't want to see it anymore.
I hate it.
I liked it when Brad Miller hit three.
Next time they put the Homer hat on one of those hats, I want to light it on fire.
Nice.
And just
poof. Goodbye.
Yeah. See ya.
But
all of them. Harper's the only one I want to set on fire.
Okay, great. Just a brutal time.
It's not fun, Jax.
Well, at least the Eagles are here.
Dude, I'm really just ready for the season to be over, if we're going to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, I'm ready to stop watching the Phillies every night. It feels like torture. It feels like I nightly torture, where I sit down, and I know what the hell's going to happen, and I know how disappointed I'm going to be, and I sit there, and I put myself through it anyway. And it's not fun. Like, I always say this to you, and we talk about this all the time, and I've talked about it all the time, but the idea that, like, sports are supposed to be fun. Like, that's the whole point. Like, this is our job, so we have, like, some level of we have to do this, but in reality, we made it our job because we love sports, and everyone who follows the Phillies, the vast majority of people do it because they choose to do it. It is a life choice to follow the Phillies, to watch these games, and it doesn't feel like that choice is worth it. It feels like I'm wasting my life doing this, Jack.
I know it feels that way, but I also love it.
I know! Like, I know! I know! I know! But I haven't loved it a lot this year. All right? That's
I know,
what I'm
it's
trying
been a
to say.
It's been a really tough year for you with the Phillies.
Oh, well, because they just know how to
make it worse.
Yeah. It's
they
like,
can't just lose.
They can't just like let us lose in peace or whatever. It's they've always gotta like grind you up. Like win 8 straight and then lose 12 of 16. Win 6 straight and then bleep the bet again. Like it's just like they know just how to do just enough to get me back excited and whatever, and then to just totally punch me right in the face. So
yeah,
it's a sick relationship.
Is that the title of the pod?
We've had like 8 titles.
They do just enough to get me excited, and then they punch me in the face.
Yeah, I think that's a good one.
That sounds like a good title.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It is just disgusting.
Yeah,
it is awful, and they'll probably win 6 straight after this podcast.
Can you imagine?
I agree. Like I have thought many times, like I just can't wait for the season to be over, just because like I need to see the Dombrowski thing.
Yeah,
I want to see what he does this offseason. Like I'll give him a pass for Matt Moore and Jason Anderson.
Not
a big pass.
But here's the thing with Dombrowski too is like. Remember, like, this guy was hired in December, yep. Like, and he's been out of the sport. Like, he's been trying to get an expansion franchise there. He's not been, like, following the game, like, watching all the players. Like, he's not as locked in on the league as he probably would have been if he were coming straight from another job or whatever. So that's, hey, and he didn't get the job till December. It's like, you're, like, on the fly there, man. You're just trying to make stuff happen. Like, so I am with you in the sense that I want to see what Dombrowski can do with a full season under his belt, a full kind of understanding of how this organization is functioning, what he needs to do moving forward. Like, now at least he can have a plan. How are you supposed to have a plan if you get hired in December and you know, you're 2 months away, 3 months away from spring training? It's like, all right, figure it out.
Yep.
It's like that's not a plan. Yes. So.
And he definitely, you know, unlike the last team president, shows he cares by making the swift moves that he made a couple of weeks ago.
Also, as much as, like, at times we've definitely been down Dombrowski, he has a way better resume than McPhail. Like, way better. Like, light years better.
He built the 03 Cubs, I think, didn't he?
He's a Hall of Famer. Did you know? He's, like, almost a Steve Bartman away.
I still think about this a lot. To utter the phrase, we almost had the fastest rebuild ever.
I know.
It's just one of the most shocking statements I've heard a team president ever say. When you miss the playoffs. God, he was the worst.
Just the worst.
Yeah. Every time he talked, I no longer wanted to be around. Like literally every time he talked.
Oh, buddy.
So we got Wheeler on the mound tonight.
Oh, cool. Can't wait to watch this.
You know what I can't wait for?
What?
I can't wait for the... All right, which is more likely to happen tomorrow? Yeah. Tomorrow. Knowles, like, goes 9 shutty.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, claims that he owns September now, or, like, he gets absolutely shelled again.
Can we real quick... I know we've been big picture stuff, but we didn't really talk about it, but the gall of that guy, the gall, after getting torch in a September start to come out after the game and say, I'm tired of it. Hey, ass, pitch better. No one will say it anymore. What are you talking about? That was one of the, we didn't get to talk about that. One of the craziest statements of the freaking year. This loser. Are you serious? What a loser. Oh my God. He's such a loser. That guy. Remember we were so excited about that contract. He got paid what he's worth. He's not that good. He's whatever. He's mediocre. Got a 4.6 ERA or whatever, loser.
Yeah, well, and now you got Girardi like kind of defending it, and it's just
he needs to go. He won't, but he needs to go. Bring Dombrowski, bring your own guy in. That's how I think.
Well, I think him and Girardi are kind of in lockstep.
Great, can't wait to see another year from Joe. He's done such a sterling job.
It is unbelievable. It feels like it's 3 times a week where I'm like that.
Yeah, what are you doing? Oh, you're giving this game away. Okay, cool. Okay. Oh, you're bringing this pitcher in. All right. I guess. See how this works out. Oh, you're gonna leave him in. Oh, cool. It's all the time. It's been all year. And again, it's not those ones. Like it's very easy in hindsight to see what happens and go, oh, well, you should have done this. That's not the case.
No, it's not.
Everyone on Twitter is like, why is he doing this? And then the pitcher will give up a home run. It's like, we knew it. You idiot. Like it's like this is not second guessing. It's in the moment.
Oh, so I know the season's over, but are we gonna keep the Ian Kennedy, you know, closer thing? I mean. Like Hector.
Better not, pal. You mean like for the rest of this?
Yeah, like Hector could be there. Sam Coonrod could be there.
Yeah. I mean, I'd go Coonrod. Why not?
Why is Coonrod opening the game?
So weird. What was the point of that?
Just put Falter out there.
Yeah, of course. The guy who can actually give you three or four innings. Like, it makes no sense. Nothing they do makes sense. Everything Gabe Kapler does makes sense.
Well,
who saw that?
And Farhan Zahid.
Yeah, it's an important caveat
there,
right?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Well, maybe the Eagles will win tomorrow.
Wouldn't that be fun? Hey, you know what? Maybe Jalen Hurts is good. Wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't that be something? I mean, it wouldn't do anything for us right here, right now. But, like,
would give us a little bit of...
Philly needs something, man. It's been a rough year, sports-wise.
We went from the downfall of Carson to the downfall of Ben to another Philly season.
Doug being fired. Don't forget Doug being Super Bowl-winning coach game fired.
Yeah.
This train wreck of a Philly season with all the ups and downs it had. The turning on Girardi. Done with that guy.
Yeah.
Like, Flyers, who cares?
No one cares.
It's just been a...
Hey, Jalen. Need you.
Need you, buddy.
Fair to say that a win tomorrow over Atlanta would make up for Game 7?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we an Eagles podcast now?
We're about to be.
Do you have one? Do you have an Eagles podcast?
No. Never heard of it.
All right, cool.
Are there Eagles podcasts?
No. It's a very small market.
Yeah, no one really cares about the Eagles. We're a Phillies town.
Yep. This town bleeds red.
Oh, man. It could, man. It sucks.
I know.
Honestly, that's the shame of it all.
Yes.
We saw it for a split second. Yes. We had a moment.
That a game-winning streak.
Yeah, that Mets series, like, that was the best it's been in a decade.
Since I'm never going to see a championship again, I will put that on my grave. Oh, God. Yep. That's where we're at.
All right. Well, you got anything in the... Do you even have a take back?
I got nothing. Given all my takes.
All right. You got any final thoughts?
You know, have some Four Fingers beer.
Yeah.
Or just beer.
Yeah.
Or whatever you need.
Go Birds. How about that?
No.
I know. You get
my... How about those Eagles? That's what I said.
How about those Eagles?
Yep.
All right. Well, since the season isn't over, we'll be back.
Yeah, we'll see you. We'll talk to you next week.
Well, after the Phillies win 5 of 6 and all of their 2.5 back just in time to get crushed again, we'll be back.
Yeah. So, you know who's not going to talk themselves into this team again? This guy.
Oh, I'll believe that when I see it. I can guarantee this guy won't. That guy, we'll find out. Can the Phillies get Jack back in one more time this year? We're going to find out. Oh, buddy. All right. Everyone, let's hope. I don't even know. I hope the Eagles win. That's how beat down I am. He spreads himself to what he got here.